Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all tuned
Blog
into the
Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all tuned into the Drum. We are here today on Tuesday. This is CJ.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good afternoon. This is Derezny.
Hey, everybody. This is AO checking in. We live.
Hey.
Ashley Osborne, that is.
What's going on, everybody? This is Alex Tyree. Turn up.
Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Noh, the Asian Invasion.
True. What's up, everybody? My name is Zachary. Welcome to the Drum.
Welcome, everyone. This is Travis McPhee. Hello.
Today, we got a great show for y'all, man. This is the Drum. Also, we are 15 Hertz.
15 Hertz.
Exactly. So we're going to definitely tell y'all who we are, represent ourselves, and show y'all what we do, and also talk about advertising to the young millennials.
All right, so I know you guys are probably like, you know, what's 15 Hertz? But 15 Hertz is coming to you, to a screen near you very soon. Marcus Graham Project, you know, selected 15 wonderful individuals this summer, brought us together to create an advertising agency, and we decided to name ourselves 15 Hertz. Can somebody, you know, explain? Anybody want to really explain what we're about to do?
I believe the best person to tell what we're about to do is our own brand manager, Alex. Alex?
Well, 15 Hertz is a culmination of 15 individuals combined with entrepreneurs, poets, producers who have come together to create a resounding message and feeling with your brand. So we're doing that through music, social media, whatever platform we can do. And we're very, very excited for the clients we'll be working with this summer.
What clients do you think? What clients are we working with today, Alex? This summer.
Well, actually, we just met with a very, very, very exciting client. We will have is Pepsi, and we have gotten our brief. We can't talk about that, but
keep that on the low.
But it's talking.
But that's one of many. Who's the others?
Beats by Dre and Usher's New Look Foundation.
And for those who don't know what Usher New Look Foundation is, a nonprofit organization in hopes to decrease dropout rates.
True.
So, you know, we're trying to bring people to school here. We're not only going to show you how to be a better professional, we're going to introduce you with facts and information about the advertising industry, and hopefully we make you laugh at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, but back to 15 Hertz, like, what's our story? Like, how did we get here? If here is Dallas, Texas, sunny, hot, humid, not raining today, thankfully. You know, how did we get to Dallas?
I feel that we all have different stories to tell. I mean, it's a total of 15 of us. Only 7 of us are here today, but our backgrounds are unique, elite, and that is why we are here. I am one of the 15 Hertz, and I am definitely proud to be a part of this team, coming from St. Louis, Missouri. So, you know, we all got different backgrounds in advertising, so it's going to be a great year for us.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I, Derezny, but you could call me Madam Prez. You know, I'm from Florida, so I'm enjoying the sun, honestly. And actually, I'm not the only person from Florida, but I'm really enjoying myself here. I wouldn't have imagined the amount of work that we're about to put in, but guess what? I know I can do it. Can you? Ashley, you can do it?
Oh, yes. I am here hailing from Ohio. Y'all can't see me, but I am rocking my Ohio Against the World t-shirt today. But, yeah, I'm very excited. I think 15 Hertz is definitely a culmination of 15 very, very unique, talented individuals. We are here to take over. That's what we're going to do. We have awesome clients. We're in a dope location. Aside from advertising, there is a very rich culture in Dallas that we can immerse ourselves into. So I'm just excited for the overall experience.
Yeah, and you got another Ohioan over here, and that is Alex. So I'm super excited. I'm one of the guys that actually left his full-time gig, health insurance, to join this program.
Health insurance.
So I'm super excited.
Let's stop right there.
I'm super motivated. And I'm from Ohio, but by the way of Chicago, Illinois. Spent 2.5 years there, and this flight to Dallas, Texas is actually my first time in Dallas and Texas. And I'm just going to say it's very interesting, to say the least.
Is it your first time in the South?
Not my first time in the South, but first time definitely in the Wild, Wild West.
Wild West. Everything's bigger in Texas, man.
Lots of Mexican food. A lot.
You know, and this is Brian here, and to give a little bit more distinction about different stories and everything like that, I hail from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm currently in Chicago, Illinois, and I go to Columbia College Chicago. Learned about this through doing their pilot program in January, and we got to work at McDonald's, which was outstanding. What brings us to the forefront of advertising is how there's a backing of the largest advertising agencies and firms throughout the world. You have Leo Burnett, Wieden Kennedy, Drago 6, just to name a few. Now, the thing about this is all of us are here because we want to be at that forefront. We want to bring that diversity. That's what MGP is about. If you haven't seen the movie Boomerang, shout out, see Boomerang, and watch Eddie Murphy crack you up. So I'm going to pass it off back to CJ.
Thank you.
So,
go ahead. I was
going to
pass it to you.
Oh, wow. Look, jumped in right in time. I was going to talk about, you know, as an agency, what are the qualities that we're bringing? Not only are we millennials advertising to millennials, but what are the other qualities that we're really bringing forth this summer that we can use to change the world?
Well, our agency is set up a lot different. Is all of us are millennials, and we work on a horizontal base of well, as our system, there's no one above the other, but we do have our outstanding project manager, Travis McPhee, which keeps us in order, helps us get shit done, stuff done. Well, other than that, is all of us are on the same level. We're all millennials, and we're all from different backgrounds, but
We definitely have some talented individuals. We got a copywriter.
Hey, it's Ayo, myself, and Ray Vaughn,
who's putting in a lot of work. You know, tell me so far what you've been working on.
Pretty much. Well, we came in. I don't have, like, a specific copywriting background, but I attended journalism school at Ohio University, and basically they brought me in to well, one of my main tasks so far has been developing the voice of 15 Hertz, meaning what we sound like through social media content, through the content and strategies that we will produce for our clients, pretty much just making sure everything is on the same page. We have a consistent voice, a consistent message, and making sure that everything is just cohesive as far as 15 Hertz's entity. So that's pretty much what we've been doing so far.
And Ray Vaughn has been writing a book. I told Ray Vaughn, look, when this gets published, I demand royalties.
It's same here.
Now he you won't know he's in the room, but about 15 minutes later, you will see this pen and pad. It'll be about 20 pages long.
At least.
Yeah, at least. what about yesterday? I'm sorry, CJ, you got something to say?
Yeah.
I guess I do.
You always got something to say.
I'm social. That's what I do. So let's talk about social media real quick, okay? So what else we bring to the advertising industry is basically we know how to operate social media. And we say that by actually meaning that social media cannot just be posting an Instagram pic or like a selfie or anything like that. It has to mean something behind it. And so far, if y'all follow us at We Are 15HZ, you will be able to tell what actually we do. We are all young millennials, and we've been doing this for, less than a week by now, but we have a really nice following. And so just follow us and continue to grow with the mission.
Is that Instagram, Twitter?
Yes, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn coming soon, all of that. So
yeah,
we can keep it all the same.
And, hey, we got a website, too, produced by a multi-talented interactive designer and developer.
Anthony Crawford.
15hz.co. So log in there and check us out. See our pretty faces since you can't see us through the radio.
Those photo shoots were so
good. Yeah, it took a long time, but it didn't take much work for us to look that good, though.
I couldn't get the right face going. So I had to, you know, You know, what's crazy is that we imported people from other countries. Mm-hmm. We got Kishan Sanji. He in his little what does he use? He on his mustache.
The whiskers.
He's got whiskers going. He got that mad stash going on. But we also got Celine Devon, who hails from French New Guinea.
French Guyana.
No, New Guyana. I can't pronounce it.
French Guyana. and from France. Yeah, she you know, but
Paris.
She's from Paris, and she's definitely who she is. Lived out in California and graduated from our design school. From there, I mean, we have a lot of other talented individuals, such as Lo or Lauren Elliott, who got her undergraduate degree in fashion from Cornell.
Yeah.
From Cornell, okay. Yeah. And she's in the works of getting her master's from the School of Journalism.
And she's styled us, too.
Yep. Yeah.
So those outfits you see in those photos, that's her doing, you know.
Make sure you see those photos on our website, 15HD.co.
Shameless plug. I mean, but, you know, you want to see us. I know we're the new face, you know. This time last year, there were different voices. There were a different group of kids. And Marcus Graham Project allows this rotation so you guys get exposed to a new breed of kids. So definitely check out our social media platform. See the work that we've been doing because we stay grinding. And we stay on rooftops, too.
Yes. No ceilings. Way up.
Yes.
As y'all can see, we got a lot of different personalities on the squad, you know what I'm saying? So we joke around a lot behind the scenes all the time. But I want to know, let the people know, why are you all here? What are you guys looking forward to? I'm going to start with my boy, Brian. What are you looking forward to this summer, bro?
What am I looking forward to this summer? Let's see. A few things. Stress. Crying in my sleep. yeah. But most of all, I want to develop something great. Because when you develop a great strategy, a great story, you're able to not just influence one person, you're able to touch a world worth of people.
Yeah.
And that is how you actually create change. That's how you make a difference in the world, is through a story. And I want to create that story that just resonates. Preach, resonate.
Resonate. Hey.
I'm going to pass it off to here. Actually, what do you expect this summer? Why are you here?
You know, honestly, I just wanted a free trip to Dallas. No. But after making it here, I'm really excited to work with all these individuals. I was telling them last night after just a late night, I don't even know if we were really. Can you call that work, or we were just having a good time?
It was bonding.
And I serve as the brand manager, and typically the brand manager is not supposed to get along. Well, at least it's said that they're not supposed to get along with the creatives as much as I do. So the fact that we can bond that way, and I can really see the growth from even the few days we've been here, and I can only imagine how it's going to be by the 11th and 12th week. So that's what I'm most excited about, is just being able to bond with these guys and produce great work together, collaborative to correct. You know, I'm not going to try to say that word. Together.
It's Ashley, A.O. But I think what I'm looking forward to getting out of this summer is, number one, producing great work that gets 15 Hertz noticed. I think we have cultivated a very, very, very strong, a very significant brand for our culture, and I think that we have the potential to just kill the game, like Selena says, kill the game all day, every day. We're going to do a great job, and we're going to do great work. We are all dope individuals. Individually, we disrupt, but together, we resonate.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to who's going to be the first one to eat Brian's food?
Brian's been walking around. Don't touch my food, CJ.
Brian's been walking around swole, like, yo, anybody touch my bread?
Hey,
somebody digged into the peanut butter yesterday.
Nah.
Matter of fact, let me tell the world real quick about my man Alex. Okay, so I'm over here. I didn't meet Alex yet, but I go inside the refrigerator. And I look for my lunch meat, and it's open on the counter. Okay, so I'm like, interesting. I didn't eat lunch yet, so I don't know why my lunch meat is open. It's on there. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna close it up, you know. And so I put it in there. Like, who eating my food? Who is eating my food? So then I turn around. I see this tall dude over here. Turned up my hat, my sandwich, my ham and cheese. I'm like, bro, man, you tripping, man.
But honestly,
I'm very excited to work with these individuals. I feel that we will no longer be friends or just coworkers. We will be a family. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
This is Travis speaking. Man, I'm just excited to see the impact we're going to make. I want to see wild faces. I want to see someone's draw job when they we present to them. I mean, yesterday at our first presentation, we did kill it yesterday.
Yeah.
the energy was flowing. The sun was set right perfectly on our faces. Look at these beautiful people presenting this beautiful presentation. Woo! We did our thing. We resonated throughout the whole room. People felt it. They loved us, and they're just waiting to see our work, and that's what we're definitely waiting to see. And then on the social media side, along with side with CJ, can't wait to dig into these analytic tools and to see what data we can get out of so we can see how we can change.
Yeah. This is Zach again. Just had to step away for a second. But I'm just excited for the opportunity. If nothing else, I think it's just really cool just being in a area where, like, I'm surrounded by so much talent because not only are we helping these brands, these clients that we're going to be working with over the summer grow, but I think we're going to be able to kind of individually or maybe collectively inspire each other, which is really great. I don't really think there's any other internship of this caliber. We get to do a lot. We get to meet a lot of people, and we truly get to make an impact. And I'm just excited to see what happens next. So week one, day two or week one?
Yeah.
There we go.
Day two, week one. I mean, honestly, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to grow. Mm-hmm. But the thing about learning, you always got to know where you come from so that you can know where you're going. So we got somebody here on the line from last year. We have Brittany Allen from Prismatic, which was Marcus Graham Project's internship boot camp of 2014. They came together in unison. I just want everybody to, you know, Brittany.
Yeah, I'm okay. Here.
Hey, Brittany. Everybody say hey. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Brittany she's seen our presentation when it was, like, in the baby stage. And I know you started from the bottom, now we're here. Ain't that right, Brittany?
You guys are almost there. You still have a lot of work ahead of you, but you're definitely on the right path.
And again, like I was saying, you know, we have to look back to the past to know where we're going. So could you share with us and our listeners the experience that you had this time last year? Or do you remember the first drum show that you guys did or day two? And then can you explain to us how it ended up transforming you all to the end of the program?
Absolutely. I mean, this time last year, that was probably one of the most unforgettable experiences, just everything and being a part of the Marcus Graham Project and starting out. You're so hype off your first presentation, and you just feel like you have all the momentum, and that's really what you have to remember and carry with you. The first drum that we ever did, Jewel and Curtis and Carrington really held that down for us throughout all 15 weeks, and I would say it was so exciting because it's your chance to really interview people and pick their brains and figure out what it is that they know that you need to know. I would definitely say what brought us together as a team was understanding each other as people and really learning what we were all sacrificing, so why we were there in the first place. I think it it makes a big difference when you understand why the person next to you is next to you, because you're not really in the position of, oh, I just wanted to try something new and this sounded cool. You beat out, you know, tens of hundreds of applicants to get to where you are, and those people are waiting on the sidelines like, you know, I hope they mess up. I hope there's a spot for me to come in. So just know that where you're sitting right now is a very prized location, and it means a lot. So I think to understand why the people in your group are there with you makes a big difference. And just know that if that person next to you is sacrificing so much, then that means you have to work harder, because it's not just about you and what you can contribute. But there's a reason all 15 of you guys are all there together. And there's something that you 15 are able to do that no other group could have done that came before you and Marcus Graham. And you're going to pave the way for the next classes that come after you.
Awesome. I have another question, Brittany. So for people who don't, or listeners who don't really understand how this program works, it's like a secret agent comes out and, you know, you apply, but then they select you, and then they give you this task before you even meet anyone, before you even know who your colleagues are or your bunkmates are. They give you a task to put together an agency and present your agency on day one. Can you tell me how Prismatic went by putting together your agency, the missions and the things that you guys implemented in the beginning, and did they come true or did they resonate at the end of the program for you all?
You know, I definitely think we pretty much stayed true to what we sought out for from the beginning. I remember that we would have conference calls pretty much every week. I was sitting in my office at work before I even let them know that I was leaving, trying to hustle and grind for Marcus Graham, because that's how it is sometimes. And we kind of talked about what all of our talents and skills were, what we were looking for, what made us different. And we realized that Prismatic, or at the time Prism actually, was the name that we had chosen. And then we weren't even all together until less than 24 hours before the presentation. And I'm not sure if you guys saw in that first episode of our web series that we actually changed the name when we got to Dallas. So we started off as Prism, and then we became Prismatic. So things just started changing and moving very, very fast. But I would say that a lot of our mission statements and manifestos, a lot of those things came out of our copywriter, Jewel. She was so great in being able to just craft messaging for us really well, and especially with the type of voice she had and just really understanding the atmosphere of what we were trying to do as a group. We could kind of give her little bits and pieces, and then she would just come back with something that was so great and so powerful, and it just made our job so much easier. I think when you have a copywriter and creatives that really just understand kind of the flow in life that's in your group. So coming together in that, those first maybe 24 to 48 hours were pivotal for us, because that was kind of our time to really cement our identity and make sure that we were able to present to the world who we were and what we were about.
Thanks so much. So now, the present time, currently you're in California.
I am, yeah, I'm in L.A.
Okay, well, enjoy the weather for us. At least you got a little breeze, you know. Some water. But, you know, here at 15 Hertz, we just want to say thank you for coming on air and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm so proud of y'all. You did so, so well yesterday, and I can't wait to see what 15 Hertz is going to do for the rest of the summer.
All right, well, you know, follow us on our social media platforms, and you'll see. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Oh, Brittany's so cool, y'all.
Yeah, you know, I can't wait for this time next year for me to be like, I remember when I was in y'all's shoes.
Right.
Drilling us and everything. Yeah. That's what's up. So every week we want to make sure we touch on a topic in advertising. So on Ad Week, the title is Instagram Unleashes a Fully Operational Ad Business with Shopping Links and Facebook Power Targeting by Garrett Sloan. All right, and this was released today, June 2nd, 2015, at 1 p.m. So, the latest news with Instagram. Instagram is launching ads with Shop Now buttons and other messages that link outside the app so users can take marketable action. So also, there's a new API software platform that lets marketing partners automate the advertising process. So what does that mean? It means Instagram is taking over, Travis.
They are, really. They are. They're putting the buying power right into the hands of the social consumer.
Exactly.
Like, this is literally genius. Whoever came up with this idea is literally genius. But how will the users react?
That is
TJ, how do you think the users will react to this?
I'm not sure because I don't know, but I know that I'm going to try it out. And as soon as I find out, I'll be able to tell you next week. If you want to hear some more about this app, we can actually post it on our website coming soon.
True.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and definitely on our Instagram page, right, which is WeAre15HZ.
Indeed.
So I think this is awesome because, you know, the Instagram boutiques, the
waist trainers,
Instagram personal trainers, Instagram beauticians, Instagram makeup artists.
As long as they don't release the Jordans on Instagram.
If they will. They will.
It's changing the game.
It's changing. Yeah. Everything is done through your mobile device.
Exactly.
Crazy.
All right.
We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Hey, do you think you can be able to sell selfies?
Sell selfies?
Only if.
I know people who sell portraits. I have a friend who's a tattoo artist, and he uses a fire pen to, like, carve into wood. I mean, a lot of people use Instagram to sell.
Yeah.
Yes. You can sell a selfie. I know how to sell a selfie.
How do you sell a selfie?
First, you got to get the right light. You get that iPhone 6 Plus because they got the best camera on every phone so far. And then you just post it, take a picture, and then you tag yourself in WeAre15HZ, and then that's
going to resonate with the camera.
Yeah, no filter. No filter.
Maybe.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed our company. And like I said earlier, we're all very excited to be here. We'll be doing this every week throughout the summer. Just to give you a preview of what we'll be talking about next week, we're pretty much, we all are interested in music, so we're going to talk about how music is used in advertising because, like, Kendrick Lamar just did the new commercial with Reebok and Beats by Dre. They do a lot of advertising based on music. They are a music company, but tune in about that because we have a lot to say.
Indeed.
Until next time, this is The Drum, and I'm CJ.
I'm DeResney.
I'm AO.
I'm Alex.
I'm Brian.
I'm Zach.
I'm
and we are
15 Hertz.
See you later.